In the immortal words of Jay-Z, whatever deity may guide my life, dear Lord, don't let me die tonight.
Whatever deity guides my life, dear Lord, don't let me die tonight.
Anything I missed, General?
Call me Joe.
And this is a really quick and dirty special edition of What's on Joe Mine. And I don't mean quick and dirty because I am playing a R. Kelly song in the background. Yeah. But
really it doesn't hurt.
No, it really doesn't hurt. Before we start getting any dirtier what we were talking about in the pre-show, I'm Gary. I'm joined by Beachhead Mike and General Hawk Justin. Hi, guys.
What's happening? How you doing?
What's going on, sir? What's going on?
We are still suffering a bit of the record hangover from the previous night, but hey, who knew that retaliation figures would be coming the day out after one of our records, so...
I was bragging on Twitter yesterday, thanking John Chu and everybody, oh, thanks for timing all your news with our recordings, and it's like they said, oh, screw you, we'll make you wait till Wednesday.
So, Justin, what happened today, and go ahead and tell us how it kind of came together.
Oh, man, today was... I was kind of feeling it at work today anyway, because, you know, we were up until after midnight last night. You know, I got about 4 hours of sleep, and then stupid me, I woke up in the morning. I'm like, yeah, you know, I'm feeling kind of ambitious. I'll go hit the gym, and I did a little 4 mile run, and that really did not help things at all. So I was dragging ass.
That is the stupidest thing I've ever heard.
Yes.
You should have just got up and drank, actually. I think you would have been better off with that.
Yeah, no
hair
kidding.
Hair of the dog, man.
Kidding. But so yeah, work was really dragging, and I was actually, you know, shortly after noon, I was really thinking, oh, you know, maybe I'll just kind of cut out early, you know, try to finish my work day from home. And then at 2 o'clock, my Twitter buddy Brian Truitt pipes up from USA Today, and he's like, are you guys ready for something cool? And I'm like, oh boy, what do we got here? And next thing you know, that's
like dangling raw meat in front of bear or shark or something like that. Okay. To Justin, yeah. Yeah,
something cool. So it was all over from there. He posted USA Today debuted pictures of the first, what looks like, I think, 9 G.I. Joe retaliation figures. Kind of small pictures, but they're up there and, you know, kind of run the gamut between those figures. And I'm getting into it. I put my article up on, you know, pointing to USA Today. Then I started kind of breaking down the figures figure by figure. And then all of a sudden, well, we'd heard this morning anyway that the iTunes trailer was supposed to hit today, the Super Bowl TV spot. So I'm kind of was waiting for that too. And then all of a sudden, you know, that hits in the middle of the articles, and it was just all downhill from there. And 3 hours later, I finally got out of, well, I can't really say I got out of work because I wasn't doing a whole lot of work at work, but I started heading home about 5:30, about 3.5 hours after the first word from old Brian. So it was an exciting afternoon, but a good kind of exciting.
Well, let's go ahead and talk about these. And I think we're just all consulting with your site right now. So if you want to go ahead and start with that, just right at the very top.
And I do want to do a little props and caveat. I talked to Brian. I just made sure he was cool with me taking the pictures from USA Today and putting them on my site. He said that was fine as long as I put links back to USA Today. So I did that. So nobody get any ideas that I'm stealing pics here. It's with permission of the article author.
Express written consent, or at least consent.
Yeah. At least trust me, he consented.
It's implied oral consent.
Yeah, oral consent. Exactly. Justin, Roadblock, right off the bat, a fairly decent likeness of Dwayne Johnson. Go ahead and give me your thoughts on that, and then we'll go to Mike and see what he thinks.
Well, the great thing about the Roadblock figure is that he's so plain, but he's still so incredible. That's something that Hasbro has really been able to perfect over the past couple of years, where they can just release a fairly normal-looking figure, and it still looks badass. I mean, this is Dwayne Johnson in a tank top with camouflage pants. You know, no funky armor, no big rocket launchers, no crazy G.I. Joe artillery, just Dwayne Johnson in a tank top with camouflage pants, and the figure looks sick. I mean, just the sculpting of the muscles, the veins kind of popping on his forearms, the painted camouflage pattern. I mean, it's an incredible-looking figure for just being a very basic normal figure. It looks awesome. I do have a few concerns that I've voiced on my site about his right hand. There's a close-up shot that's in the original USA Today article that I actually mirrored on General's Joe's, where it really kind of looks like, number one, there's no wrist joint that I can see. It looks like one solid piece. And number two, those fingers are pretty tightly clutched around the handle of whatever that is he's holding. my gut is telling me that maybe there's some kind of play value there. Like, he might have something permanently attached to that hand. I don't know for sure. That's just what my gut is telling me, and it really kind of looks that way. It doesn't look like he's holding a gun. It looks like he's holding a piece to something else with those two big tabs sticking out. So I don't know. I mean, I'm really fired up about the figure. That has me a little concerned about this particular figure. I mean, I'm sure if this guy does have play features, we'll have plenty of other roadblocks to choose from in the line. But yeah, I don't know. That's scaring me a little bit, which is unfortunate since the rest of the figure is so amazing.
Have to agree with you there, Justin. I'm not sure what to make of it. In fact, I was talking with Gary before we got on a little bit, and we were kind of laughing that you know the article, the USA Today article, correctly identifies Roadblock as the team's heavy machine gunner, and then they put this dinky little doodad in his hand.
Mm-hmm.
And so we were kind of laughing about that for a while, and then just kind of realized that it just kind of looks there's no gap there between his fingers and the rest of the handle.
Mm-hmm.
So maybe he's going to come with a couple of other large type weapons that you can kind of plug into the top, something maybe a Sound Attack version 2 or something coming our way this summer. But
no.
as the fandom screamed. But besides that, man, this is an awesome figure. Like you were saying, I'm sure Jack's Pacific did this toy the first time out. This is probably Roadblock V2, as far as just being Dwayne Johnson running out there in his ass-kicking gear. But holding out judgment on whatever's going on with his right hand, that's a pretty solid figure.
Yeah, I'm really hoping that maybe there is a swivel joint there, so if that is a perma-placed weapon, you can pop it off and then pop on another hand from custom fodder or something like that. I love the camo pattern on the pants, and the knee pads are actually kind of cool, to be honest with you. Great looking figure all around. I think a lot of people are going to be disappointed if that is a perma-placed weapon, but I think a lot of that might be offset by the fact that it's a pretty decent likeness of The Rock, and that's cool. Moving on to the next one you got there, Justin, Cobra Commander.
Oh, Cobra Commander. This is an awesome, awesome figure. Again, another one weird thing that I'm kind of noticing a theme of with this at least first slate of figures is they don't really resemble what we're seeing in the movie. I mean, his helmet is pretty similar to what we get in the movie. The rest of the figure really isn't. He doesn't have the long trench coat or anything like that. But that's not a knock on him at all. This figure is awesome. This is picture perfect. If you want to do an update to a character yet still retain some of the vintage flair, this is how you do it. He's got a new helmet, but it still looks like the old helmet. He's got obviously totally new designs, new armored boots, armored gloves, pretty cool new machine gun. Yet you look at him and you immediately say, oh yeah, that's Cobra Commander. And for people who want to keep Cobra Commander kind of the vintage Cobra Commander, this guy looks great as kind of like a field commander general or something like that. I mean, he's an awesome, awesome looking figure. Looks fairly poseable. He's got those elbows bent at a pretty tight 90 degree angle, holding a pretty cool looking machine gun from what I can tell. This is one fantastic looking Cobra Commander. I like it a lot.
Absolutely. No love lost on my part about not having a trench coat or anything like that. If this is going to be the first wave of retaliation figures, this needs to be all about action. This needs to be all about playability and mm-hmm. And just having the figures out there and kicking butt wherever they can. And this Cobra Commander screams that, man. Absolutely love it. Love the detail on the helmet, from the little cobra there up in the front to the fangs that come down across the brow. I mean, just a wonderful update to that character.
Dude, he reminds me a lot of Robert Atkins' new Cobra Commander.
Mm-hmm.
There's a lot of usage there, and I don't know if they borrowed from possibly what he did. I don't know, that's speculation. Tooling of the figure, did you see the knee pads? The knee pads have the Cobra symbol on them.
That is so cool.
That's freaking cool as that. It's a great-looking figure top to bottom. Mike hit on it. A great-looking helmet. Kind of reminds me also a little bit of the Colonial Pilot helmet from Battlestar Galactica back in the 70s. Kind of has that look to it. Pretty cool there. I don't really see anyone getting too upset at this figure, really.
No, I can't see how they would. This is one awesome-looking figure. Really, really good.
If you're complaining about too many Cobra Commanders, clearly you don't have the right one.
Next up is the first Army Builder, and this would be your Cobra Trooper. Justin, what do you think of this guy?
This one's kind of the first one that left me a little bit lukewarm. He didn't absolutely thrill me. He's not a bad figure. His helmet's a little funky. I'm not sure really what's... I mean, obviously the straps on his chest are grenades for his grenade launcher that he's got going on in his left hand. I like the tan... the gray colors of... base colors of the uniform. It kind of contrasts with the blue nicely. But the figure overall, I love the 30th anniversary Anniversary Cobra Trooper so much and the G.I. Joe Renegades Cobra Trooper so much that this figure doesn't quite match those in the cool ability factor in my eyes. I love his head sculpt. He's got kind of a little gas mask or rebreather system kind of built in there, which is really, really awesome. And it almost looks like his helmet's removable too, so it'd be pretty cool to kind of see what his head looks like underneath. But the rest of the figure, it's cool, but it doesn't knock me out like some of these other figures do. It's okay, but it's not fantastic.
I'd have liked the blue highlights to be a little darker.
Yeah.
I think that would have gone a long way. I'm not a fan of the larger gun in the picture. I just think it's got, I mean, if you look at it, it's got a real blocky kind of stock and handle thing going on there. Mm-hmm. And I think that's going to be a pain to try and actually fit into his hands. But as far as the design goes, I like it. I think they're trying to give you a figure that is both recognizable as a Cobra Trooper and as a Cobra Viper.
Mm-hmm.
And I think it's kind of the mishmash of those two different, you know, and depending on how you think of the Troopers and the Vipers, either the two different types of troops or the two functions of the same troops. But I think that's what they're going for there. And I think this is about as good as you can do it. I do like the design here. I think even standing with the 30th anniversary Vipers and Troopers, you can kind of put this guy in the middle of that and say, that's the Cobra Grenadier or the Cobra Heavy Weapons mm-hmm. Expert or something like that. And you'd work, it would work out pretty well.
The head sculpt really reminds me a lot of the 91 Snake Eyes.
Yep.
With the bright orange, and then they had the kind of the breathing holes in the mask. I mean, he looks a little skinny, but, you know, I don't know really if that's just a picture or just my impression overall. But Mike is right. If you were to stand this next to a Renegades Cobra Trooper with, again, the same orange type glasses, red type glasses thing, I think he mm-hmm. would fit in just fine. So it's a great way of Hasbro allowing the playability of these to be extended into other universes of some of the toys they produce. So mm-hmm. I'm like Justin, I'm not overly wowed about it, but I see a lot of potential there.
And I like what you guys are saying about the fact that it looks, I mean, it can be a Cobra Trooper, but it also could work alongside some other types of Cobra Troopers and kind of blend in with them. I'm looking at this figure, and I've actually just happened to have a G.I. Joe Resolute Cobra Trooper and Alley Viper right here with me. And this figure would work really nicely with those figures. The shade of blue is pretty similar. I mean, it's a little bit brighter on this one than it is on those. But as you guys said, kind of as a Cobra Grenadier, as a support trooper, you can put all these guys together and kind of have different types, different factions of Cobra Trooper. It's really kind of a cool idea. And I like that Hasbro is able to evolve the brand a little bit, yet still make figures that will tie in to stuff we've gotten before.
Okay, next up, this might be the only time we see him. This is Duke in an outfit that kind of calls back to the original movie and back with the accurate actor sculpt. Justin, what do you think?
You know, I hate to say it, but I really dig this figure a lot. I don't
uh-oh,
know why.
Uh-oh.
Here comes the Shore Patrol.
You know, I don't know why, but he's got a funky green uniform. He doesn't look anything like Duke would look. His gun is ridiculous. I don't know what exactly is going on there, but the figure is kind of neat. The head sculpt is funky Channing Tatum that we don't really need, but it's so far out there and so unlike any other Dukes that we've really gotten in the past that I think it's kind of cool. And it's really kind of a good example that this initial wave of figures, I really don't think it's not representing anything that we're going to see in the movie as far as I'm concerned. They're taking the characters from the movie and basically putting a line of figures out that have those same characters, but you're not going to see Duke in the movie looking like this. There's no way. And you're not going to see Cobra Troopers looking like that last Cobra Trooper look. There's just not. But kind of the vibrant colors and the designs almost looks animated. I mean, almost looks like they're advertising a new G.I. Joe cartoon. If you didn't know any better, maybe there's a cartoon kind of coming along with Retaliation that these are kind of working against. But if we know Hasbro, we know there's no way they're making figures for a cartoon before the cartoon comes out. They don't do that. So
they barely make figures after a series comes out.
Yeah, that's my point. Yeah, that's their specialty is they wait until a year after the series is canceled and then they make.
That's a low blow, Justin.
But I can't help it. I like this Duke just because he's something different. He's somewhat unusual. You know, the green could be toned down a little bit. He could stand to use a little bit more military aesthetic, but he's funky. He's like 90s era G.I. Joe that really knocks me out. I love him.
See, I was going to find some good things to say until you drag that out. But I'm gonna withhold a little judgment here just because I think that gun is blocking so much of what's going on with this figure that it's tough to really tell what's going on.
That gun's a lot like Jim. It's outrageous.
Truly outrageous.
Thank you, Jay Hunger. and get that gun out of there, and then maybe I think it's just going to be one that I'm going to have to see up close and personal. Because right now it's hitting me as Channing Tatum is sci-fi in G.I. Joe, and that doesn't really work for me too much. Maybe it's my Duke bias. I've never been a real big Duke fan, so like I said, I may have to just withhold judgment here and wait till I've got him in hand.
All right, coming up next is the Master Chief. Oh, I mean, it's G.I. Joe Trooper.
Yeah, damn, Hasbro's doing it to me again. I managed to live 25 years without having G.I. Joe Army Builders. During Sunbow, I hated the green shirts in Sunbow just because they never had toys of them. It seemed like so much against the whole G.I. Joe concept to have these faceless troopers that belong to this elite fighting force, especially because they just usually ran around and acted like idiots. But as Steel Brigade kind of came out in the 30th anniversary in the Pursuit of Cobra, it started warming me up a little bit. The Pit Commando back in the Rise of Cobra line was kind of my initial weakness, where I kind of got them as support crew, sort of. You know, if you have a big, vast underground facility like the Pit, it makes sense to maybe have some support crew that kind of mill around and keep things running that aren't necessarily part of the elite fighting force itself. And then the Steel Brigade came out, and I kind of got even more into the idea. But with Steel Brigade, I have a little Dio Story universe going on where the Steel Brigade is actually kind of separate from G.I. Joe, so that kind of fit more into that whole idea. But then this guy comes out, and this figure is awesome. And I don't know how I'm going to possibly continue to deny the fact that there's going to be troopers in G.I. Joe when we've got figures that look like this. I mean, his helmet is great. He has some serious Halo vibes going on there. It looks like the helmet might actually be removable because it almost looks like he's got a gas mask or something on his backpack. You can't really tell, but if he does, maybe that helmet comes off and put the gas mask on. That backpack itself is nuts. It's got that holster with a removable pistol. You know, he's got that awesome silenced submachine gun, nice gray uniform. You can't see a whole lot of detail because he's kind of standing at an angle, but I love this figure already. It looks really, really cool.
Yeah, I'm liking the early returns here, too. And I think this is going to be, as we see more characters get leaked out as far as who's in the movie, who's not in the movie, etc., I think we're going to see more of these passing names, these cameo-type characters show up looking something like the G.I. Joe Trooper. And that's probably by design. I like where this is going. I'm not necessarily digging the color on that backpack, but that's a pretty small gripe. I'm hoping that he's got a couple extra weapons maybe that he's not shown with, just so we can maybe specialize them out a little bit, kind of like the Steel Brigade. They don't need to have an entire armory with them like the Steel Brigade did, but it'd be kind of nice to have a choice or two. But I'm liking the G.I. Joe Trooper.
Clearly, they pulled a lot of inspiration here from Halo. And you know what? That's not a bad thing. I mean, if I can think of universes that I want Hasbro to pull inspiration from, Predator and Halo would be two of those universes. So
Metal Gear Solid, too.
Metal Gear Solid, exactly. Yeah, first thing I saw, I looked at this, and I just can envision a gold-painted visor, and there's your Master Chief. Next is another army builder, and we saw it in the trailer. It's the Red Ninja.
Yeah, he's looks like mostly 30th anniversary Storm Shadow with some tweaks here and there. It looks like he might have different lower legs, different knee pads, maybe different arms. Kind of tough to tell with a small picture. But the majority of the figure is the 30th anniversary Storm Shadow, which means it's all good. That's one of the best figures they've put out in a while. So if they're using that figure to base this Red Ninja figure off of, I will not complain at all. Once again, this figure looks a little bit different than some of the Red Ninjas we saw in the G.I. Joe trailer. Ironically, the G.I. Joe trailer Red Ninjas kind of look like how this Retaliation Storm Shadow figure looks, only in red, but this Red Ninja is still an incredible looking figure. I like it a lot. You know, they've used a good foundation for him, and it'll be cool to add him to the collection.
I'm digging this Red Ninja. I can't wait to toss him off the side of a mountain to see how realistic he is.
But seriously.
waits for the response, nothing comes, okay.
My mic was muted, all right, I was chuckling.
But yeah, I'm here again, I'm waiting to see what kind of gear these guys come with. It's cool that he's got two swords. I'm hoping they get a little bit more than that, just so we can maybe customize a little bit, you know, have a bow staff or have a quiver with a bow or something like that, just to add a little bit of variety. But I'm digging the Red Ninja.
Yeah, no complaints, I'll buy five. Moving on. Well, this one's definitely worth talking about. Snake Eyes.
Yes. This Snake Eyes has really got me scratching my head in a good way, though. I mean, he's so totally different than, you know, the Pursuit of Cobra Snake Eyes we got that was so layered in ballistic equipment and with the elastic straps and, you know, the holsters and movable silencer. This figure is like a polar opposite. It's sleek. It's, you know, very kind of slender. There isn't a whole lot of stuff hanging off him. He's just very bare bones, snake eyes, and as people probably guess, I love it. It looks really, really great. He's got kind of combinations of a bunch of different looks. He's obviously got the visor front that we're all familiar with. He's got kind of the baggy pants and those boots that he had in Resolute, big old knee pads, but the top half of him is just kind of really textured body armor that's very form-fitting. He just looks like a very fun figure to play with. Like, he's going to be really flexible. He's not going to have all this kibble kind of hanging off him that you have to deal with when you want to move him around. Not that I'm complaining about the Pursuit of Cobra Snake Eyes. Obviously, that one's fantastic, too. But this just looks like kind of a different take. Once again, kind of almost looking cartoonish a little bit, which is something I don't have a problem with at all. It's a great-looking figure, and I think it's a nice new take on Snake Eyes. And it's amazing to me that Hasbro can really keep on producing time after time after time the same kind of generic military guy in a black uniform and still make it interesting. I really don't understand. This is like, what, version 60 of Snake Eyes? And yet they still manage to make him relevant, manage to make do different things with him, make an interesting, relevant figure year after year.
I saw the picture of Snake Eyes, and early on, you know, if I was going to rank him 1 through 9, he'd have been either 8 or 9.
Yeah.
But the more I look at him, the more I'm really starting to dig the little details on this guy. Again, I was never a huge Snake Eyes guy as a kid, and the reason for that is not about really the character itself. It's just that I grew up with a brother who was a huge Snake Eyes guy, so I never got to play him or anything like that, so I don't have that attachment that so many kids do. But he's growing on me a little bit. I've been clamoring for more gear on some of the other builders, and some of the army builders specifically. I'm hoping they don't kill Snake Eyes with tons of gear.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I hope so. We don't have this Snake Eyes trucking around with 800 pounds of gear slogging silently through the jungle.
Just the look of the figure, it's almost animated, very, very gear-less, you know?
It's definitely, as Justin said, it's a contrasting style of textures. You kind of have the baggy pants going on, and then, well, he's got his Under Armour going on up top. I do agree with you, Mike. I think a sword and maybe a pistol and out is good with this. Another thing to make mention of, if you haven't checked out the initial previews of the Retaliation prequel comics that are coming out, mm-hmm. It's pretty much how the cover art looks, just like that, what he's wearing there. So I'm thinking that if you want to get a better preview of what's coming up in the movie, you might want to pick those up, because it looks to me that they're translating it right to the figures, at least for this first wave.
Mm-hmm.
Next one, Storm Shadow.
Oh my God, I love this Storm Shadow. He is so awesome. I don't know why, but
contain yourself, please.
He's amazing. He's like, he's, yeah. He's
that was perfect. That was such a big reaction. I can't tell if you're being sarcastic.
No, I'm not. He is incredible. They took, you know, I don't know. I mean, they took kind of the Rise of Cobra look, where he had that collared trench coat that everybody hated, but they made, I don't even know how to explain it, because he's got these cool kind of futuristic gauntlets, these nice sewed-in kind of pads on his arms, these funky knee pads, these shin guards. He looks like a white ninja from the future. He just looks so cool. I don't know if people remember this or not, but I think it was like 2 or 3 years ago at San Diego Comic-Con, they had an art book. It was like a Hasbro art book that had some unproduced art of some figures that never saw the light of day, and there was a Storm Shadow in that art book. It doesn't look exactly like this, but it kind of had the similar themes, where you take a ninja who's a historical type of figure, type of character, and you kind of bring him into more modern times with like these little armored patches on his uniform, these like kind of sleek bodysuit looking things. His pants are like, they look really baggy, but still retain full posability from what I can tell. I don't think that's like a skirt type of thing. I think those are two individual legs. He just looks fantastic. If the 30th anniversary Storm Shadow is like the perfect classic representation of Storm Shadow, this Storm Shadow is like the perfect kind of looking forward version of Storm Shadow. You know, I don't, you know, if they have him appear like this kind of throughout the next series of years, that would be fine with me. He just looks awesome.
Be sure to stay tuned for the end of this segment when Justin reviews Moon Knight comics from the 1970s.
Oh, wow.
But I don't know. It's almost, I like this one. He's almost a little too futury for me. And maybe I've got to see the movie and get some context for it. I will admit that the possibility is there that I'm wrong on these things. I mean, this is as cool as Storm Shadow's looked. I'll give it that. It's just, it's a great representation of a character I don't care much for. So I can't give it, you know, I don't feel like I can give it a fair type of review in a 60-second tidbit here. Here again, I hope kill him with gear. couple of swords and maybe another weapon or two, and that'd be great. And we do not need to bog Storm Shadow, especially down with all kinds of kibble and gear and ropes and traps and chains and jewelry. And
that is the word of the day, folks. Kibble. Kibble.
Chuck would be pleased because we're taking a Transformers term.
Yeah, exactly.
I thought it had to do with dog food, to be honest with you. Less is more here. I like it, and I think the fandom will too. Moving on. This one is something that kind of surprised me. I didn't expect this one. Zartan. Certainly not President Zartan, but more of a traditional, dare I say, traditional-looking Zartan. What do you think, Justin?
I love this Zartan. He's awesome. And the biggest reason I love this Zartan so much is because he is so obviously geared closely towards the G.I. Joe Renegades version of Zartan. He doesn't have the semi-translucent stuff, but he's got the same kind of bunched-up hood. He's got that sheath on his chest where the knife goes in, just like Zartan. He's got the elbow-length kind of rubber gloves that the Renegade Zartan had. This is a G.I. Joe Renegade Zartan. They've just kind of tweaked his colors and made him fit into a more modern universe. I am in love with this figure. This is, again, how you should reinvent a character. You take some of the core elements that make him who he is, you know, the hood, you know, kind of some screwed up skin, some stuff like that, but you add enough newness to kind of make him something different. Now, Pursuit of Cobra almost took it to Nomad, who didn't necessarily fit with the Zartan. You know, first of all, Zartan used to come from the swamps, and now he's a desert nomad, so you kind of lost some stuff there, even though I'm a big, huge fan of the Pursuit of Cobra version too. But this particular Zartan, they knocked it out of the park. I'm a little bit kind of curious to see how the whole headgear vest situation works and how that might potentially restrict articulation. If it does, obviously the hood isn't really joined to the torso, so I don't think it's going to restrict a whole lot. But overall, the figure just looks awesome. And I think it's another clear indication that these are not going to represent what we see in the movie. I think the chances that you see a Zartan in the G.I. Joe Retaliation movie that looks like this are probably about 0%, maybe 5% if I'm being generous. You know, I don't see him going from the President of the United States to this. So I wouldn't go into the film expecting this Zartan to be staring at you and from the theater screen. But as far as the evolution of G.I. Joe goes, I think he's a perfect way to evolve the character and kind of bring G.I. Joe into the 21st century to kind of work alongside the film and add some new elements to the character.
Agree with you 100%. I absolutely love this figure. Probably my favorite coming out of the gate.
Mm-hmm.
I even like the detail on the legs on the new figure, how like he's got these long, that gray piece that comes out of the black boots.
Yeah.
Like they kind of make the shape that the old knee pads did on the 84 version.
Mm-hmm.
You know, there's just all kinds of nice little touches going on here. I like how you've got a guy who looks like he could actually be allergic to sunlight.
Mm-hmm.
I like the crossbow. I think
I'm gonna agree to that.
You know,
yeah.
You know, Zartan has been represented as an archer on many occasions, but I like the update there. I can't get enough of this one. I cannot wait for this one.
Yeah, I have a little bit more to say on this than as the other ones, because first of all, it's not Vozlo, it's not John Price, so we're not looking at an actor's likeness. I agree with Justin. I think that the fact that we're seeing it as an action figure does not mean that we'll necessarily see it in the movie, but it'd be really cool if it did. Like the Red Ninja and Storm Shadow and Snake Eyes, which are really modern updates to their classic look. I think that you could take this particular figure to a group of fans that know about the franchise, flash it really quick, and I think people would be able to identify it as Zartan. I don't know if that's just the angle of picture, the flash or whatever. I'm not big on the different colored weapon, but that's such a nitpick at this point on a really great figure. I'm just going to overlook it entirely. This was a surprise. I didn't expect to see this one, and I'm happy that we get to see it in wave one of the movie figures. And that about wraps up everything that we saw that came out today. I would expect, Justin, we'll probably see these and more here in about 2 weeks or so.
Yeah, definitely. I think these are showing up at Toy Fair for sure, and I think we'll see a little bit more than these at Toy Fair, I'm thinking. This looks like probably maybe the first two assortments. I would imagine we'll probably see some vehicles at Toy Fair and some other stuff like that.
I think we do need to have everybody give a review of the new trailer that does not exceed 8 words.
I was going to say something, but it was really filthy, and I couldn't do it.
that audience of hundreds, finally, the weight got to you.
Yeah, that was over the line even for me, so I spared you guys the visualization of what
I could do it in 5.
So, all right, go for it.
It is awesome. Go Giants.
I hate you.
I like it. Mine was go see this movie, Go Giants.
No, that's... you know me, Mike. How, when have I ever been able to stick to eight words, for crying out loud? I can't even stick to eight words to say I have to stick to eight words.
Well, I mean, you'll probably have a better chance at it than Alex did yesterday.
Well taken. Well taken. Yeah, the trailer was awesome. There wasn't a whole lot of new stuff. I mean, there was a lot of reused footage from
Jay-Z
from the
song
trailer. It was only 30 seconds, but we got a much better look at Cobra Commander and what looks Firefly behind him.
Yep.
There, you know, a nice look at whether it's the G.I. Joe Ripsaw or the a Cobra Hiss of some kind. Oh God, this movie looks so awesome.
And apparently they quote Jay-Z, so...
Exactly, he quotes Jay-Z, you know, Roblox throwing a little rhyming action in there, so you gotta wonder if maybe that was a little homage to the Sunbow days.
Maybe, yeah. Didn't we get some sort of hint that he actually would be rhyming in the movie a while ago?
I think
so. And no one believed it?
Yeah.
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 Gary wouldn't know, because he hates the cartoon.
That's true.
I'm okay with the rhyming chef. All right. Back off.
And the whole weird, like, motorcycle that busts into six different missiles and destroys something.
Would you notice how he got off the bike really quick? A parachute?
Yeah, the parachute. That was
awesome. Pretty cool. Yeah.
Yep. It was a very cool trailer, kind of big, you know, little 30-second block of awesomeness in the middle of the afternoon, and I continue to be impressed by how this is being received. I mean, just being on Twitter and seeing all the people just going absolutely nuts for it. I was shocked. You know, I threw that Entertainment Tonight kind of 10-second little sizzle reel on YouTube last night, you know, just kind of, you know, for posterity's sake. I figured, oh, nobody's really going to care about it. It's 10 seconds. There isn't really anything new. That video hit, like, Latino Review. It hit Cinema Blend. It hit a bunch of big movie sites that were all over this Retaliation stuff. So it seems like this is something that people are really excited for. And every time a trailer is released or information is released, people just get more excited. And I'm starting to feel pretty good about what this movie might be able to do this summer once it hits.
Well, fellas, it was an exciting day.
Very.
But it's getting late here for us. I still got another episode to edit, plus this one a little bit. So this will be special edition number 6.
Cool.
And we'll get that put up here as soon as possible. Hey, as always, you can find us on Facebook, facebook.com/whatsonjoemind. I won't get into the rest of the contact information. You should know most of it now. But anytime you want to contact the program, it's whatsonjoemind@gmail.com. Justin, Mike, any parting thoughts before getting out of here for the evening?
Go ahead, Justin.
I think Justin he's speechless. he's been having Wi-Fi issues. So, Mike, any parting shots?
I will give a parting shot to our man Chuck, who was unavailable despite our last minute attempt. Sorry about that, sir. We'll try and catch you the next time. We just figured we needed to get something out real quick and respond to the huge crush of news that hit us today.
I think Justin's back, isn't he?
Back. Yeah,
I'm back. I don't know what the hell's going on.
you're blaming sunspots, right? Solar flares.
It's like 50 degrees out today. It's been sunny all day. There's no bad weather. I'm like, all right, you know, they want to do a last-minute little recording out in the garage. They'll be fine. It's actually warm tonight. My toes aren't going to fall off like they were last night. And freaking the Wi-Fi is going out and everything's going all flaky. I don't know what the hell's going on.
I think Gary's just got a big red button next to his computer.
But that's the easy button from Staples, and it does absolutely nothing. That was easy. Okay, we'll just wrap it up here, folks. Thanks for listening to this special edition of What's on Joe Mine. It's a look at the preview figures for the Retaliation sequel. Have a good night.
See ya.
Evening.